A group of leading sight loss charities have launched the trial of a new free information booklet for people who have been newly diagnosed with sight loss, and they want your feedback. Joining me now to tell us more is Early Intervention Manager from RNIB, Simone Miller. Simone, thank you so much for joining us here on the radio station. Now, before we find out how people can get involved and give you their feedback on this booklet, can you tell us a bit about the booklet itself?
This booklet is called Sight Loss, What We Needed to Know, and it's basically an information that's been put together by blind and partially sighted people who have experienced losing their sight. And it's a directory that contains all the valuable pieces of information that they would have benefited from had they had it at that time when they lost their sight. And what we're trying to do is have some sort of directory that people can refer to at any point that they need it, where they can find out, for example, what benefits they may be entitled to, what's the certification experience like, or what to expect from their local council, what are the implications for work and employment, all the different things that you would need to know if you've found yourself in the position of losing your sight.
I have to say, Simone, I've read the booklet from start to finish, and I lost my sight 20 years ago. Now, I was 19 at the time, so as you can imagine, you know, you're kind of in the threshold of your life at that point, and all your friends are going off to university and, you know, doing all the things that they want to do. And here was I, back at home with my mum and dad, not knowing where my life was going. I honestly thought, having never met anybody that was blind, that I was going to live in a home. An information booklet like this at the time would have been not just amazing for me, but for my family and friends as well, because we knew nothing.
Absolutely. And I totally, totally appreciate that, because the booklet itself is packed with quotes from people who have similar experiences to yourself and very different experiences to yourself. For me, I'm also visually impaired, and this booklet would have helped me get through to where I am now. The booklet is really geared towards addressing the key concerns, not just the person with sight loss, but their immediate loved ones, family, friends, carers, when they're all going on that journey in terms of coming to terms with their sight loss. You know, I experience visual impairment every single day, and I've worked in the field, so I know where to look for certain pieces of information. I know who to call. But for lots of people that I've worked with, they've had no idea of where to start or who to call or where to go, what online resource they should look for. It's such a difficult field to tap into. And this information booklet is to try and address some of those main concerns, some of those key pieces of information that you need to know to help you through and just make that journey a little bit less traumatic.
Now, you're also wanting to have this booklet go out to eye clinics so that they can pass it on to people who are newly diagnosed as well, aren't you?
That's right. I mean, the idea is that eventually when somebody is certified either as blind or partially sighted when they're at the eye clinic, that they receive a piece of information like this that will help them answer some of those difficult questions that they may not even have time to address in the eye clinic, because when somebody gives you that kind of news, it can be life-stopping. So this is something that we hope that people can take away and in their own time go through it bit by bit, or even just to relevant sections that are appropriate when they're at home and facing the situation in their everyday lives. It looks at things like the emotional impact of sight loss, where help is available, even things like benefits that you may be entitled to, employment. It talks about what's available, what it means for work, education, training. It really just gives you like a directory to all the major areas that would be affected by sight loss. And it's something that you can have as a directory that you can pick up immediately, or you can pick up at different stages, or you can just reference it as and when you need it. And that's what's so great. It's great that you've read all of it. It's 48 pages. But it's 48 pages for a reason, because it's comprehensive as well and can be referred to at different stages.
I think if you've read, you know, a novel that's maybe 300-400 pages long, to sift through 48 pages, it really didn't seem like very long at all. It really didn't. And I have to say that reading through it myself, I read it end to end and I thought it was fantastic. And I actually picked up on a few things that I hadn't thought about in years. So, you know, it is one of those resources that you can go back to time and time again.
Absolutely. And we were asking people that even if you have experienced sight loss some time ago, is to, if you're willing to read this booklet with the mindset that would this have helped me at that difficult time, we would really appreciate some feedback around, is this booklet helpful? Is it a useful resource? Is it pitched in the right way? Is the length of the booklet the right sort of length? You know, is it helpful for people? Is it a usable resource? And we want to get the views of blind and partially sighted people who are coming to terms with sight loss, and to get their views on whether this booklet helps or would have helped.
I am volunteering myself.
Thank you.
I have read it, so if you would like me to get involved, I would be only too happy to. But if anybody else wants to get involved, what's the best way they can get in touch to find out?
We're looking for 50 people who have either experienced sight loss recently or have been through the sight loss journey to read the booklet and to give us their feedback on the booklet. So we're asking people to email us with their name and their telephone number in the agreement that they would read the booklet, and then we would contact them 4 weeks later to go through a very simple, straightforward questionnaire just to ask for their views on the booklet.
And it's as easy as that. It really is. And
it's as easy as that.
If you are newly diagnosed, then I know you may not have come across the software, which is another section of this booklet as well. But it's available in different formats, isn't it?
It is. I mean, when you make contact with us, we'll find out what's the best format for you. So I think you don't need to worry about that. We'll make sure it's in the right format. But we have a CD version, we have a Word version, we have a large print version. We will have different formats for whatever meets your needs.
And if anybody does want to get involved, what's the best way to get in touch?
The best way to get in touch is to send an email to research@rnib.org.uk with your name and your telephone number.
And of course, if you miss that email address or you want to know more, you can get in touch with us here at the radio station as well, and we will pass all the details on to you. Simone, it's been a pleasure to talk to you today here on RNIB Connect Radio. Thank you so much for telling us all about this booklet, and the very best of luck with it.
Thank you so much.